Producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio, GCN is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program and many others can be found at GCNlive.com.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a vacation loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, it's all about the cause. And this one woman has eaten dog food for 30 days to prove that it's healthier than most human foods. Okay? First of all, I hope dog food is healthy. Can I just say that? I hope my cats and dog are eating the healthiest meat, little cutlets with vegetable bits. I want them to eat healthy because I love them. And if you're not supposed to be giving them your table scrappings, and usually the table scrappings you give them isn't the healthiest vegetable. They don't want to eat the vegetables. Good. But anyway, apparently there's a woman from Washington State, Dorothy Hunter, owner of the Paws Natural Pet Emporium chain, is eating only dog, cat, and bird food for a total of 30 days to promote ingredient awareness. She says she first was going to do the pet treats, but she said she didn't have time to eat them at work. And, she says she first reached for pet treats. Oh, when? She didn't have time to eat at work. Okay. I get it. Remember, what was that movie with Lethal Weapon 3 where Mel Gibson was eating the dog biscuits so he could stop smoking? Yeah. All right. Anyway, so apparently there was a registered dietitian, Jacqueline London, okay, says that the ingredients may be the same. All right, and yeah, but you also run a significant risk of contracting foodborne illness from eating foods not intended for the human gut. I was interviewed on this about 5 years ago on what to do about people that want to eat dog food. Recession was starting to hit, so people were finding that the dog food was cheaper than human food. Was there enough calories? And we found that there's a lot of preservatives, there's a lot of things in there that may not really be healthy for humans, and we don't know. It hasn't been tested. Plus, you're not getting everything that you need. All right, you know, you need to have all your multivitamins, etc. We don't know what vitamins dogs and cats and birds need to the same degree that we do with humans. And still, even with humans, I think we're kind of shocked. So my suggestion would be do not just eat dog food, cat food, bird food. I understand that the bird food may actually make you poop. All right. And it's great. She's getting some fame. Really nice that she's doing that. I have to admit, though, every now and then when I'm really, really hungry and I'll feed the animals before I feed me, every now and then I will look at the big chunks of beef that these dogs are getting on some of these big chunky foods. And I'll have to admit, because you know me and beef, I love beef. I've never tasted it. Never. I should, just so I know what it tastes like. But I do have to admit, it does make me hungry. There's this one sort of meat cutlet thing, chunky bits for the cats. It looks like it has a Cabernet sauce. It's kind of reddish, etc. My cat goes to town on that. It looks pretty good. But the big thing is that you can't eat dog food, cat food, etc. Not enough vitamins. It's not built for your gut system, okay? And you'll probably poop a lot. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. They say Americans are unsure how to determine the quality of doctors. So I guess when people are rating doctors, they don't really know how to rate the doctor, okay? Apparently, a lot of people out there get mad. We've talked about this. People get mad all the time They get charged for a no-show fee. They get mad the doctor was late. All right. They get mad about things. And now, luckily, they have a forum where they can air that. Unfortunately, some people will instead just word it, I don't like the doctor. All right. You know, we tell you all the time how people get sent to collections. And these people, sometimes they leave their first name and their initials so you know who they are. And do they say, I don't like, you know, Dr. Dahlia because she took me to collections because I wouldn't pay my bill and I waited over 180 days. No, they don't do that. They say, I don't like them. They're bad doctors. Well, apparently, Americans consider insurance and a good bedside manner in choosing a doctor. All right? They say just because you're licensed or you went to a fancy, fancy school doesn't mean much. I mean, if they like you and they think you're cool, all right, that could help. They say 6 in 10 people say they trust doctor recommendations from friends or family, and nearly half value referrals from their regular physician. So, like, if I say, look, I go to this doctor for my colonoscopy, you're going to love him, all right, that is going to probably weigh some of the most, okay? Now, I don't say go to this doctor, they're good, because people always think, oh, everybody's giving each other kickbacks or whatever. I usually show proof that I go to the doctor myself, and that's the one that does my pap smears or my colonoscopy or my skin, etc. And them knowing that they're going to their doctor's doctor, it just makes it feel more, it's more approachable. It makes you feel like, look, your doctor is a real person. This is who she trusts with her body. This is where I trust. Also, I think it's extremely important that people are getting recommendations from their friends and family. They say the poll found far fewer trust quality information from online patient reviews, health insurers, rating websites, the media, and even the government. So they say the United States spends more on healthcare now than most developed nations, yet Americans don't appear to be healthier. And this is an image that we would like to kind of investigate. I don't understand why us Americans aren't showing, with all the costs that we're spending, more success in terms of our treatments. You know, is it because we're eating crap food and so we just can't make headway? I mean, I'm able to diagnose your cholesterol. I'm able to put you on a medication, but if you're not going to take the medication, you're still going to hold the bad habits. You're not going to be healthy. So this is something we need to talk about. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Looks like we're coming up on break. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-362-3254. We'll be right back.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. or the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now is the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now, only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for babyboomerbackupplan.com. I don't have to tell you, this economy sucks. Unlike the political elite and Wall Street bankers, you know that debts don't disappear and bailouts have big consequences. Stock and real estate market bubbles can pop at any moment and evaporate most or all of your retirement savings. Folks, we're in the weakest economy of our lifetime and it's likely to get much worse. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring and workforce participation is at record lows. And I'm here to tell you, this may be the best thing that could happen to you if you move decided and develop a backup plan immediately. Proportionately more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in history, and history is about to repeat itself. Get my free report at babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's 888-507-8789.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. About a few months ago, one of you had asked me about doctor report cards. All right, how to tell if a doctor does real good work. And in terms of diabetes, surgery, etc. And you asked, where can you go for, like, something very objective, not subjective? And it's interesting because that is something that I think could be very, very valuable. I mean, me as a patient, trust me, I'm a doctor, and I can't stand people putting crap on the internet that could be made up. I mean, it's, you know, thank God for freedom of speech, but, you know, oh, well, she was I don't know, taking a splinter out, and she accidentally took off a baby mole, and that baby mole is what, I don't know, I remember my first boyfriend kissing. Okay, I don't know, whatever. There's so much crap that could be put on the internet, but do we have anything objective? Is there a way to go, look, this person actually found thyroid cancer, and this many patients found this, was very quick to diagnose this, etc. Something like that could be very, very helpful. All right? As a doctor, I kind of like that because I'm like, okay, you'll get to kind of see the good work that we do. However, on the flip side, it could also be misinterpreted. Okay? You know, well, this doctor, only found two appendicitis attacks. Why? Did she miss appendicitis attacks? Did she really miss an appendicitis attack? No, she didn't miss one. The person came in with a fever, didn't have abdominal pain. A couple weeks later, then they actually had been found to have an appendiceal abscess. For some reason, he was walking around with it for 2 weeks. You see what I mean? There's no way to sit there and in a very easy, cut-and-dry way, demonstrate that. Now, what people have been doing then, because it's very hard to find a website that goes, who's good and why are they good, okay? There's no website that does that, okay? This many cancers found, this prompt treatment, etc. It's rated on subjective findings of patients. You know, oh, yeah, they treated my heart attack. I love them. Did they really treat the heart attack? Or is that, you know, somebody's aunt writing that? I mean, who's, how can you tell any objective data? Now, they say in Minnesota, according to Fox News, consumers can compare how many people have diabetes, high blood pressure, and some other chronic conditions under control in different practices, plus how satisfied patients are. They say report cards in California and Massachusetts add how well certain group practices follow guidelines on cancer screening and avoided unneeding x-rays and MRIs for back pain. All right. Medicare plans to have released quality measurements at the end of this year for more than 160 large group practices with more information on smaller clinics set for 2015. There's a physician compare site. It's going to be have online star ratings, etc. Now, okay, here's my thing. Okay, looking at this. Okay, that's great. I know how to follow the guidelines. That's easy. I have it memorized. It's great. No one to recommend a Pap smear, no one to recommend a colonoscopy, etc. I could robotically do what the government wants, and I'll get those 5 stars. Don't come to me as your doctor then. I'm not the one you should be seeing. You need to be seeing somebody that goes, okay, you know, to hell with the government, to hell with the book. Something's wrong here. What do you think is going on? I'll tell you what I think is going on. Let's hunt for it. That's the doctor I want you guys to see. So I'm a little nervous that you're going to have, because, I mean, here's the thing. I mean, I as a doctor have to be very aware of this, too. Okay, if the government is going to have a website up, then they're going to have my name on it. Okay, because I'm in the public eye, oh, yeah, I'm going to want to get their 5 stars. But you come first, not my publicity. So I have to make an active decision of saying, to hell with the guidelines, you are my guideline. All right? Whatever you had in your family, whatever you had in the past, if you think you need something done, we're going to do it. And that is going to be my barometer. That is going to be my guideline. And so I'm really kind of nervous with this because as they try to save money on healthcare and they try to glean it down and trim the fat, etc., they are going to want to control what doctors do. I told you, the government would love us doctors to say, to heck with this and quit, because then they could hire mid-levels, who are awesome, by the way, but they may be more controllable than doctors are. A lot of us doctors are like, wait a second, I didn't go to school to be told by, you know, an Obama administration how to practice medicine. Oh, hell no. Okay, I'm a doctor for life. I'm going to treat a patient the way I was taught. Yet nurse practitioners and PAs coming into this new healthcare setting are learning that they have to go by the guidelines, they have to follow rules so they can mix and match and go with other doctors wherever they're placed. Now you're starting to see more of these people practice medicine independently, and good for these nurse practitioners and PAs that are starting to practice a little bit more independently. They're coming out. They're coming on with their own medical flavor, their own way of doing things. And I'm finding it fascinating that a lot of these nurse practitioners and PAs are getting very frustrated with Obamacare as well. They're like, but wait a second, I really want my patient to get an MRI. Okay, something's not right. I want this done. And it's because they're using their instinct. They're using their experience. And I'm so proud of them. I don't want anarchy and people revolting against the government, but I don't want robotic medicine. I don't want you guys out there saying, look, I have to follow the guidelines and that's it. Like this guidelines on every 5 years going to get a pap smear if you're over age 30. I told you, I had a friend who had cervical cancer. She had normal pap smears, but she ended up having stage 3 cervical cancer, needed a full-blown hysterectomy, etc. Now, that was before they recommended HPV testing, but that's my guess. My guess is there was HPV, and that's how the cervical cancer was able to set, and it was in a spot that the pap brush couldn't get to. And I'm not sure what happened with she and her doctor, but when I hear of cases like that, no, I'm not going to have you wait 5 years. Okay. I'm going to recommend the HPV. If you think there's any chance that somebody could be cheating on you and you could pick up HPV within that 5 years and you want sooner testing, I'm going to do it. I may not get the gold stars, but I'm there for you. When I go to bed at night, if I know I saved somebody's life, that makes me feel so much happier than some BS rating that's out there. Okay? It's going to be very, very interesting to see how this plays out. Of course, how the government looks at you, how people look at you, is going to be very, very important. It's going to weigh on a lot of doctors' minds, because they are not going to want bad publicity. But the strong doctors are going to be the ones saying, to hell with this. Now, okay, what are they going to rate us on? Well, you know, the government is going to rate on number of tests ordered, callbacks to the hospital, needing to be readmitted. There's a variety of things. And I'm sorry, if I think the hospital let you out too soon, and I'm your family doc, I'm putting you right back in. Oh, hell no. What, I'm going to keep you at home so I get a good 5-star rating? To heck with that. So please, people, be extremely, extremely careful. Extremely, extremely careful. All right. With how you look at these ratings from the government or these rating websites. How do you pick a doctor then? How do you decide if they did good work? Sometimes the only way the only access you do have are coworkers and patients, etc. You see somebody did gastric lap band surgery on your coworker and they did well and they did great. That makes you feel good. It's very, very personal. Okay? If you don't, then sometimes what you could do is there's certain blogs and there's certain social networks of people who had something done. And then you can, sit and interview them, etc. Again, be very, very careful and always, always bring up, before you get a review, what happened with billing or what happened with bills. Because that's a tough one. The number one prompt of bad publicity is somebody didn't like their bill or somebody got taken to collection. So you got to make sure that's out of it. You also have to be careful about patient testimonials that the doctor gives you. If the doctor is giving you patient testimonials, then those are people, obviously, the doctor knows is going to give good reviews. So you kind of need an objective group of people. That's hard to find. I don't think it's out there. It isn't. I mean, there was a very, very good doctor in town who was very good with his medicine, but he was the one that assaulted me. So is he a good doctor? No, he's not. I don't give a damn about his medicine. The guy was a pervert. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Speak. All I I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Sorry, I had just a little baby treat, a little Hershey's Kiss. Those things just stay in your mouth for a little while, so I apologize, you know? But it's yummy because it coats the teeth. Yeah, it's not good for the teeth, but still yummy nonetheless. Okay, anyway. Caffeine powder has been in the news. Apparently, there was a sudden death of a healthy high school senior. Apparently, the US FDA is warning consumers to avoid powdered caffeine. A recent autopsy found that 18-year-old Logan Steiner had a lethal amount of caffeine in his system when he died May 27th at his home in LaGrange, Ohio, southwest of Cleveland. The coroner said the prom king and wrestler had as much as 23 times the amount of caffeine in his system found in a typical coffee or soda drinker. Apparently, health officials are worrying that this powder's potential popularity among exercise enthusiasts and young people seeking an energy boost is going to be at the point where we have a pandemic of people just stopping their heart. It is sold as a dietary supplement, hence it's not subject to the same federal regulations as certain caffeinated foods. All right, so this is interesting. When you look at where our country is going in terms of being insomniac, we're all waking up in the middle of the night because of our emails or our Facebook posts or our bad sleeping habits, etc. When we start to see lack of sleep and sleep issues, the second problem that comes is how to stay awake. So you start having people do very, very bad behaviors to stay awake. Right, drinking soda pop, overdoing caffeine, not quitting smoking because the nicotine helps them stay awake. And so these behaviors feed on themselves. Now you have caffeine in your system, nicotine in your system, etc. And then there you go again. Now you can't sleep. So it's a vicious cycle. And there's tons of products about to make its way on the market. Caffeinated gum, caffeinated toothbrushes. I mean, it's crazy. You could just pop caffeine every time you're tired. And for those of you that get a caffeine boost, you know how it feels. Now, I don't really feel any boost from Coca-Cola or coffee or whatever. But I got to tell you, if I take one Excedrin migraine, wow. I feel it. It works. And I'm good for a couple hours. I only want to take Excedrin migraine whenever I have a headache. So I probably average maybe one or two a month of those pills. To me, too much. I hate taking medication. But when I got to take one of those pills, I got to take them. All right, so I average about a couple times a month. But those couple times a month, wow, that stuff works. So I can understand. I can understand that caffeine boost. I've never drunk a Red Bull in its entirety. So I have no idea what chugging one of those does. But my guess is it does the trick. Now, another article has come out looking at people that drink alcohol while doing their energy drinks makes you want to drink more. We know that. We've talked about this on the show, but another study suggests that you're going to drink more, could possibly become more and more alcohol intoxicated. Very, very dangerous because the caffeine gives you some energy and gives you a feeling of being less drunk. Not smart to do your Jaeger and Red Bull, but a lot of you guys do that. That's like the end thing. I don't understand why I think Jaeger tastes like crap. So, be very, very careful with this stuff, okay? Just because it's caffeine, just because caffeine is in a lot of foods and now in a lot of products, doesn't mean it's good for you. I can't tell you how many younger people are now coming in with high blood pressure. I've never seen so many young people now with high blood pressure and high heart rates. I'm like, what the hell is going on? Is it obesity? No, it's not. It's the Red Bulls and the Monster drinks and the energy drinks. And I understand, I'm not trying to badmouth. I think the Red Bull can is a very sleek look. I think their marketing is brilliant. Right? I think this company can have a lot of longevity. They know how to be a company. Very, very smart, a lot of the things they do. I'm just not a fan as a doctor of their product and the way people are using the product. Again, a Red Bull, if you look at the caffeine, not that much more than what people drink for coffee, but the difference is you're downing it, and you're slamming a Red Bull quickly to get your caffeine boost as opposed to drinking your hot coffee slowly throughout the morning. And that's why that big caffeine bolt could be dangerous. And unfortunately, we lost an 18-year-old. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We also lost James Garner. James Garner, oh my gosh, I mean, I've been watching him in movies ever since I've been little. I mean, he always, to me, played a good guy. I don't know if I could remember any bad guys. Bad guy movies he was in. I can't think of it. But unfortunately, we lost him over the weekend. He died at age 86. I'm trying to, I don't know if they've revealed the cause. I think they said natural causes. He had been found at his home. You know, very well known for the Rockford Files and other movies. He's just, you know, a good actor. Made me smile. I think he's been in TV since the early 50s, maybe even before that. So may he rest in peace. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right. Let's talk about cooking sprays. Okay. Some of you guys are freaked out about what we're using when we cook. People are worried that the pan is going to give them Alzheimer's because of Teflon, etc. So many of you are switching over to more and more cooking sprays. And then because you're using cooking sprays on non-Teflon pots, are you really you're doing yourselves a favor? Well, Fox News has an article here on the it's an article written by Deborah Enos. The truth about what's really in cooking sprays. And she brings up a list here. Like, for example, dimethyl polysiloxane. It is a chemical, she says, it's a form of silicon. And it helps keep the oil from foaming. Okay? She found that it's also in silly putty, etc. And animal studies have thus far, according to the World Health Organization, has found no adverse health effects with it. But when you see a name like dimethyl or dimethyl polysiloxane, it kind of freaks you out. Okay? Right now, like I said, we don't know of any evidence that it hurts anybody, right, or animals per se, but that's in the spray. Diacetyl. All right. Diacetyl is the butter flavoring. Diacetyl has been found to be linked to lung issues. Remember we talked about that gentleman who was always eating microwave butter popcorn and he said he had lung disease? All right. And apparently a lot of manufacturers have taken the diacetyl, D-I-A-C-E-T-Y-L, diacetyl, out of their sprays because they're worried about lung disease. So look at that. Make sure that's not in your cooking sprays. GMOs. They say cooking oils such as canola, corn, soy, commonly made with these genetically modified organisms or ingredients that have been made through genetic engineering to be resistant to weather, pests, chemicals, etc. GMOs are in high use now, and apparently, I think in California, they wanted to pass a law where it had to be labeled that GMOs were used for that particular food. As far as I'm concerned, we need to be educated on these GMOs. I think they're used a lot more than we think. But I like the idea of, for those of us that don't want nothing to do with it, it being on the label. I'm not that worried right now. I'm not really worried about genetically modified organisms. But I would like to know if something was tinkered with, okay? And then propellants. They said when oil is placed in an aerosol can, you need some sort of force to get it out of the can and into your pan, and that's what propellants are for. The FDA thinks that these are generally recognized as safe. You'll see a GRAS rating. And these are supposed to be safe, like the butane, isobutane, propane, odorless, colorless, compressed gases, etc. But remember, you're still breathing that stuff in, and it's still getting into your food. So I like the old-fashioned way. I don't use cooking sprays. I throw some butter. I know it may not be the healthiest or the least caloric, but I just like less is better. 1-877-DOC-DALI, don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dalia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdalia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdalia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You've been lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, because Wall Street's 401k and other investment plans have failed millions of Americans. After losing 35% in my IRA in the crash several years ago, I said enough. Since then, I've discovered an IRS-approved way to safely grow my money up to 12 to even 17%, cut taxes dramatically, but also have my money protected when the next crash comes. Call now to talk with a specialist to discover this little-known strategy to potentially build $1 million tax-free retirement income, get potential 12 to 17% returns, and never lose when the next crash hits. Call 888-885-8820 and discover this tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow rich. Plus, get one of just 97 free books left. We even cover shipping and handling. Call 888-885-8820. 888-885-8820. Again, that's 888-885-8820.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Let me
1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, some of you have been asking me what's going to be happening with the DEA and them changing the scheduling of some of the pain medications, and how does that even affect you guys? Well, it does, okay? And it affects you guys depending on how liberal your doctor is with pain medication. Now, do you guys understand what the whole scheduling that the DEA has of these medications? You got scheduling 1, 2, 3, 4, etc. Okay, a schedule 1 drug is something like marijuana, heroin, LSD, designer drugs, spice, bath salts, etc. These are drugs that right now have no widespread currently accepted medical use and lack of accepted safety. Even though medical marijuana may be out there and being used, it's still put into category 1 because we just don't have enough studies. Okay, it's called a Schedule 1 drug. I don't think many of us... I don't even know. I've never prescribed a Schedule 1 drug, so I wouldn't even know if, I mean, I'm sure my DEA would allow me to. I just don't even, I just don't go there. Category 2 drugs, like your oxycodone, OxyContin, all right, a Schedule 2 drug is still considered very, very high in terms of its restrictions, okay? Not supposed to be given refills of, you know, not supposed to be called in. These are things where there has to be a written prescription of, all right? So like your Zyhydro ER, the latest hydrocodone prescription approved by the FDA, OxyContin, oxycodone, those are placed Schedule 2, Percocet, etc. Now your Schedule 3 is your hydrocodone. So your Lortab, your Vicodin, your cough suppressants that have hydrocodone in them, okay? Tussinex is a biggie that has hydrocodone in there, now considered Schedule 3, okay? They say, according to the FDA, a prescriber can write up to 5 refills for a period of 6 months. The refills can be called in or faxed to the pharmacy. Many of you are noticing that your doctors aren't doing that. Any controlled substance, whether it be Ambien, Xanax, Valium, diet pills, etc., attention deficit medication like Ritalin, the doctor wants you to come in and take it and have documentation. Okay, we do that for Schedule 2, but a lot of us doctors extend that for some of the other scheduled drugs. And now the FDA is thinking about making hydrocodone a Schedule 2 drug from a Schedule 3. So a written prescription for a Schedule 2 drug is required. It being phoned in is only permitted in an emergency situation, okay? We stopped out of my office any narcotics being called in because people would fake being Dr. Dahlia and call in Lortab. And they would have a copy of the DEA number from a prescription or something. We used to put our DEAs on the prescriptions, and I stopped that because people were taking it to call it in the Lortab. Yeah, here's Dr. Dahlia's DEA, blah, 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 blah. I'm Lucy, her staff, calling it in for Rick John Smith. All right, date of birth's good. He could pick it up. So now if a pharmacy ever gets a phone call, okay, from my office about Lortab, or Vicodin, they know it's probably a fake because it's very well known that I do not call in pain pills. I just don't do that. So, Schedule 2 drugs, okay? No refills, verbal or otherwise. No refills, okay? You have to come in and get one. That's what they would be suggesting Lortab gets changed to. With Schedule 2, patients need to visit the doctor to get a new prescription. This has been reported by Drugs.com. Although certain DEA rules allow the doctor to write multiple prescriptions for up to a 90-day supply, refills on Schedule 3 drugs help to avoid additional doctor visits for people in chronic pain. Now, what are the benefits of this? Well, healthcare providers may now slow down on their hydrocodone prescription. They may not be calling it in as often as they have. Maybe less abuse. Maybe they would monitor it more. Maybe it would save money. But what are the concerns about rescheduling? And this is something that is a concern. The American Academy of Pain Medicine and other organizations have brought up, look, you know, now you're adding patient costs. Patients have to keep going to the doctor for the same prescription. You're adding more barriers to people who are in real pain. Now, Schedule II drugs are going to look like they're being prescribed more and more and more because now you lumped more people into that. So whenever they come out with these media stories, oh my gosh, Schedule II drugs have tripled, like they tried to do with the Schedule III drugs. Well, you need to look at the whole picture. More penalties to healthcare providers, and healthcare providers don't want that. More additional paperwork. Pills are probably going to be more expensive, higher insurance costs, Medicare costs, etc. And some doctors may say, I can't handle the extra load of people needing their medications. If I can't call it in, I have to deal with extra, you know, with people coming in. I can't handle the extra patient load. And so people who have pneumonia, they're having excessive bleeding, fever, they may not be able to get into the doctor because more and more people on these pain medications are overloading the system. You know, how I look at it is, you know, being a family doc, all right, I am not trained in long-term pain management, okay? I didn't train in that. I trained how to deliver babies. I trained how to do colonoscopies. I trained how to do a lot of things. But in private practice, I do what I do best. And those are the activities and the procedures I stick to. So when it comes to somebody on chronic pain medicine, and they have some liver issues, and they're having bowel issues, and they're starting to gain weight because they're not moving, and they're having mood issues. A lot of my people on chronic pain medicines have mood issues. I'm not equipped to deal with that. All right? And so I thank God we have good pain management doctors I could refer to, and they can handle the long-term pain management. Now, patients get upset because these pain doctors are a lot more expensive than going to your regular family doc. But again, I mean, if your family doc, your internist, isn't comfortable with prescribing, and there is an art to doing that, nobody should just be writing these prescriptions willy-nilly. All right? You're already starting to get some pushback. My suggestion is we start to get more and more pain centers, and not just pain centers that deal with the pills. Pain centers where you go, and there's Whirlpool baths, there's massage, there's therapy, there's someone who could do injections, there's physical therapy, chiropractic modalities there. You could have a chiropractor there. You could have somebody doing biofeedback. But I would suggest that we have one of you out there who's an entrepreneur come up with a pain center type of idea where you're in pain, you have a headache, we have a headache room for you. You go in there for an hour, a hangover pain, you go into a room, we do the IV, we get the headache down. All right? Something where when you have pain, I know a lot of you guys are like, look, I have pain in the middle of the night, I do not have time to go to the pain center. Okay, I get that. But if there's something we can do to, you know, allow you to just save your pills for those bad times at home, I think it would be a smart idea. And that's what we need. It's really, really underrepresented how to handle pain. And a lot of you, your only option are the pills. You're not taking these pain pills, many of you, because you want to abuse them and because you have nothing better to do. You're doing it because you're in pain. You need to sleep. You need to go to work. You need to function. You need to pick up the kids, and you need to make sure you slept well the night before. You need to deal with the kids. You need, you know, how do you function with the pain that you have? And so, for those of you that have already been through every surgery in the book, we need these pain centers where it's like a spa. You know, music therapy. Why not? No, it's not all of it. No, why not? Can you imagine? Okay, you're having pain. Don't worry, we're going to take care of you. Okay, we got stuff that'll help you. And I mean, maybe it could even be less, maybe they could even give less medicine. Try the music therapy, and studies could be done out of this institution. I think it's a great idea. Somebody, invest, make it happen. Don't go away, we'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little white church.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.